Lesson 2. Outcomes. Explain how to conserve property at a fire scene. Property conservation. Property conservation, also called salvage, is perhaps the most important aspect of loss control. During salvage, firefighters attempt to save property and reduce further damage from water, smoke, heat, and exposure during or immediately after a fire. Proper salvage operations involve pre-incident planning and knowledge of salvage procedures, and the tools and equipment necessary to perform the job. Improvisation is often necessary when presented with unique situations and limited equipment. In addition, the protection of damaged property from weather and trespassers is just as critical. Purpose of property conservation. Firefighters must do everything they can to protect property without compromising their first priority, protecting life and health. Fire and smoke are not the only factors that contribute to property damage. If not carefully performed, fire suppression activities can cause more damage than the fire. Protecting property requires firefighters to practice good loss control techniques throughout an incident. Salvage equipment. Salvage operations require specific tools and equipment that should be stored in a specially designated salvage toolbox or other containers to make them easier to carry. Salvage materials and supplies may be kept in a plastic tub and brought into the structure as soon as possible. The tub itself provides a useful water-resistant container to protect items such as computers, pictures, and other water-sensitive materials. Typical tools and equipment used in salvage operations include, but are not limited to, salvage covers, electrical tools, mechanical tools, plumbing tools, general carpentry tools, mops, squeegees, and buckets. Salvage covers. Salvage covers are used to protect unaffected furniture and areas of the building. They are made of waterproof canvas or vinyl and are manufactured in various sizes. These covers have reinforced corners and edge hems into which grommets are placed for hanging or draping, figure 15.10. Vinyl covers are lightweight, easy to handle, economical, and practical for both indoor and outdoor use. They may melt if used to cover hot objects and may tear if used to cover sharp corners or edges. Many departments use disposable heavy-duty plastic covers. The plastic is available on rolls and can be extended to cover large areas. Salvage covers can also be cut from the rolls in different shapes and sizes. Automatic sprinkler kit. The tools in a sprinkler kit are used to stop the flow of water from an open sprinkler. Water flowing from an open sprinkler can do considerable damage to property on lower floors after a fire has been controlled in a building. Sprinkler tongs or stoppers and wooden sprinkler wedges are suggested tools for a sprinkler kit, figure 15.11. Note: the AHJ determines responsibility for restoring automatic sprinkler systems to service. You may only restore systems if you are authorized and trained to do so. Carryalls. Carryalls are used to carry debris, catch falling debris, and provide a water basin for immersing small burning objects. Carryalls should be constructed of non-flammable material, figure 15.12. Floor runners. Firefighters often unintentionally damage flooring with their boots and equipment during fire suppression operations. Using floor runners may protect floor coverings. Floor runners can be unrolled from an entrance to almost any part of a building, figure 15.13. Commercially prepared vinyl laminated nylon floor runners are lightweight, durable, flexible, heat resistant, water resistant, easy to maintain. Dewatering devices. Dewatering devices are pumps used to remove water from basements, elevator shafts, and sumps. Portable pumps capable of passing gray water filled with debris, jet siphons, and submersible pumps work best for salvage operations, figure 15.14. They can be moved to any point where a line of hose can be placed, and a water outlet can be provided. Water vacuum. One of the easiest and fastest ways to remove water is with a water vacuum device, figure 15.15. These devices can be used where standing water is too shallow to be picked up with a submersible pump or siphon ejector. The water vacuum appliance consists of a tank, worn on the back or mounted on wheels, a pump, a hose, and a nozzle. Backpack-type tanks normally have a capacity of 15 to 20 L, 4 to 5 gallons. They can be emptied by pulling a lanyard that empties the water through the nozzle or a separate drain hose. Floor models on rollers may have capacities of up to 20 gallons, 80 L. They may be emptied using an attached hose line or by conventional means, upending the basin. Folding/rolling and spreading salvage covers. The proper folding and deploying of salvage covers is critical to salvage operations. The following sections describe the basic methods used to fold and deploy salvage covers. 1. Firefighter spread with a rolled salvage cover. The main advantage of the 1 firefighter salvage cover roll is that a single person can quickly unroll a cover across the top of an object, figure 15.16. Skill sheet 15-2 describes the procedure for 2 firefighters to roll a salvage cover so that 1 firefighter can deploy it. A salvage cover rolled for a 1 firefighter. Spread may be carried on the shoulder or under the arm. Use the steps described in skill sheet 15-3 for a 1 firefighter spread with a rolled salvage cover. 1 firefighter spread with a folded salvage cover. Some departments prefer to carry folded salvage covers instead of rolled ones. The procedures in skill sheet 15-4 describe the steps for folding a salvage cover for 1 firefighter deployment. 2 firefighters are needed to make this fold, performing the same functions simultaneously. Carrying a folded salvage cover on the shoulder is typically the most convenient, but any safe carrying method is acceptable. Skill sheet 15-5 illustrates the procedure for 1 firefighter to deploy a folded salvage cover, figure 15.17. 2 firefighters spread with a folded salvage cover. 1 firefighter cannot easily handle a large salvage cover. These covers should be folded for 2 firefighter deployment. The procedure in skill sheet 15-6 illustrates the 2 firefighter salvage cover fold. The most convenient way to carry this fold is on the shoulder with the open edges next to the neck. Position the cover so the firefighter carrying it holds the lower pair of corners and the second firefighter holds the uppermost pair. A method called the balloon throw is commonly used for 2 firefighter deployment of a large salvage cover. The balloon throw works best when sufficient air is pocketed under the cover. This air pocket gives the cover a parachute effect that allows it to float into place over the article to be covered, figure 15.18. Skill sheet 15-7 highlights the procedure for making the balloon throw. Salvage operations begin upon arrival and continue until the last unit leaves the scene. When the on-scene resources are sufficient and the situation permits, the IC may order salvage operations while suppression activities are underway. In some instances, the contents of the rooms immediately below the fire floor can be protected with salvage covers while fire suppression operations are conducted on the floor above. In other instances, it may be necessary to delay suppression activities for a short time to remove vital contents. In these cases, the financial loss that primary damage causes is often small when compared to the cost of secondary damage from suppression efforts. The IC should make any decisions about delaying fire suppression. The choice of salvage procedures depends on number of personnel available, type, size, and quantity of the contents. Salvage procedures include figure 15.19, the extent and location of the fire, current weather conditions, moving contents to a safe location in the structure, removing contents from the structure, protecting the contents in place with salvage covers. One useful salvage technique is to move contents inside the structure to areas away from concentrations of smoke, not in danger of fire extension, and where water will not reach. This method is most effective when the fire is limited and not likely to spread, and weather conditions would damage contents if they were moved outside. You should cover these contents with salvage covers or raise the contents off the floor to guard against secondary damage. Removing contents from the structure will help protect them from additional primary and potential secondary damage. However, removing contents may interfere with fire suppression and ventilation crews that need to use the same doors to enter the structure, figure 15.20. Opening and closing the doors may also interfere with the flow path of air to the fire. Contents should be stacked on dry surfaces, such as a parking lot or driveway, and not near areas where firefighters may be collecting debris for disposal. Contents stored outside must also be protected from theft or vandalism before and after the fire is extinguished. The owner/occupant must be told that the contents have been stored outside, or that the contents should be secured in some fashion. The method typically used to protect contents is to leave them in the room where they are found. Contents are gathered into compact piles that can be covered with a minimum of salvage covers. Grouping contents this way provides more protection than if they were covered in their original positions. If possible, group household furnishings in the center of a room when arranging for salvage. In many cases, one salvage cover can protect the contents of a residential room. If the floor covering is a removable rug, slip the rug out from under furniture as each piece is moved and roll the rug to make it easier to move. When arranging grouped items in a room, a high object should be placed in such a way that it can support a salvage cover. For example, in a bedroom, a dresser, chest, or high object should be placed at the end of a bed. Other furniture should be grouped nearby. Creating one high point in the furniture group allows water to run off without it collecting in depressions, figure 15.21. Pictures, curtains, lamps, clothing, and other fragile items can be placed on something soft like a bed. Note, it may sometimes be necessary to place a salvage cover into position before some articles are placed on the bed. The first cover protects the bed while the second cover protects the contents placed upon the bed. Furniture sitting on wet carpet can absorb water and become damaged even though it is well covered. To prevent this damage, furniture should be raised off a wet floor with water-resistant materials such as pre-cut plastic or foam blocks. If blocks are not available, you can improvise with items such as canned goods from the kitchen. Commercial occupancies present challenges for firefighters trying to perform salvage functions. It may be difficult to cover contents in these occupancies when large stocks and display features are involved. In addition, display shelves are frequently built to the ceiling and directly against the wall. This construction feature makes contents difficult to cover because when water flows down a wall, it naturally encounters shelving and wets the contents. Contents stacked too close to a ceiling also present a salvage problem. Ideally, there should be enough space between the inventory and ceiling to allow firefighters to easily apply salvage covers. Stocks susceptible to water damage should be raised off the floor to prevent saturation. Skids or pallets are commonly used for stacking in these instances. Even if susceptible stock is raised off the floor, it still must be covered. However, when the number of salvage covers is limited, it is good practice to use available covers for water chutes and catch-alls, even though the water must be routed to the floor and removed later. Firefighters must be extremely cautious of high-piled stock such as boxed materials or rolled paper that has become wet at the bottom. The wetness often causes the material to expand and push out interior or exterior walls. Wetness also reduces the strength of the material and may cause the piles to collapse. Some rolls of paper can weigh a ton, 900 kilograms, or more. If one of these rolls were to fall on firefighters, it could seriously injure or kill them. You can remove large quantities of water in the following ways. Make use of existing sanitary piping systems. Create scuppers. Create chutes made of salvage covers, plastic, or other available materials to route water into other areas. Locate and clean clogged drains. Remove toilet fixtures. Water left on cabinets and other horizontal surfaces may ruin finishes within hours. Wiping cabinets and tabletops with disposable paper towels is a quick and easy way to save the building owner/occupant a great deal of potential loss. Improvising with salvage covers. While salvage covers are typically used to cover building contents, they may also be used to catch and route water from firefighting operations or other structural flooding situations. The following sections describe improvised uses of salvage covers. Removing water with chutes. Water chute is one of the most practical methods of removing water that comes through the ceiling from the upper floors. Water chutes may be constructed on the floor below firefighting operations to drain runoff out of the structure through windows or doors, figure 15.22. Some fire departments carry prepared chutes, approximately 10 feet, 3 meters, long, as regular equipment, but others find it more practical to construct chutes when and where needed using floor runners or one or more covers. Plastic sheeting, a heavy-duty stapler, and duct tape can be used to construct water diversion chutes. Skill sheets 15-8 and 15-10 describe procedures for constructing water chutes. Constructing a catch-all. Catch-alls are constructed from a salvage cover placed on the floor to hold small amounts of water. The catch-all may be used as a temporary means to control large amounts of water until chutes can be constructed to route the water outside the structure. Properly constructed catch-alls can hold several hundred liters of water and often save considerable time during salvage operations. The steps required to make a catch-all are shown in Skill Sheet 15-9. To catch as much water as possible, place the cover into position as soon as possible, even if the sides of the cover have not been uniformly rolled. Two firefighters are usually needed to construct a catch-all, Figure 15.23. Splicing covers. When objects or groupings are too large to be covered using a single cover or when long chutes or catch-alls need to be made, it will be necessary to splice covers with watertight joints. There are many different methods for splicing salvage covers, and a department will offer training on the specific procedure to be used. Many departments use disposable rolled plastic sheeting that can be cut to size. The use of plastic rolls saves time and property because it eliminates the need for splicing and reduces the risk of leakage. Splicing a chute to a catch-all. A plan should be developed to remove water from a catch-all as soon as it is constructed, especially if it appears that the volume of water will exceed the catch-all's capacity. Submersible pumps may be used if there is a significant and constant flow of water into the catch-all. A commonly used method of water removal is to splice a water chute to the catch-all, Figure 15.24. An advantage to this system is that as soon as water accumulates in the catch-all, it is drained to the outside. Steps to splice a chute to a catch-all are illustrated in Skill Sheet 15-10. Covering openings. You should cover openings to prevent further damage to the property from weather and trespassers. Doors or windows that have been broken or removed during suppression activities should be covered with plywood, heavy plastic, or some similar materials to keep out rain, Figure 15.25. Plywood, hinges, a hasp, and a padlock can be used to fashion a temporary door. Openings in roofs should be covered with plywood, roofing paper, heavy plastic sheeting, or tar paper. Use appropriate roofing nails if roofing paper, tar paper, or plastic is used. Place strips of lath along the edges of the material and nail them in place. Covering openings cut in floors of upper stories or over basements and crawl spaces is very important. These openings must be covered with lumber or thick plywood that will support a person's weight. Skill Sheet 15-11 details the steps for covering building openings to prevent damage after fire suppression. Salvage equipment care and maintenance. Proper cleaning, drying, and repairing of salvage covers increases their service life. Typically, the only cleaning required for canvas salvage covers is wetting or rinsing with a hose stream and scrubbing with a broom. Extremely dirty or stained covers may be scrubbed with a detergent solution and then thoroughly rinsed, Figure 15.26. Some foreign materials, such as roofing tar, are difficult to remove, even with a detergent, when they have been allowed to dry on the cover. Canvas salvage covers should be clean and completely dry before they are folded and stored on the apparatus. This practice is essential to prevent mildew and rot. Permitting canvas salvage covers to dry when they are dirty is not a good practice because carbon and ash stains can rot the canvas. It is usually acceptable to dry salvage covers outdoors, but avoid doing so when it is windy. Skill Sheet 15-12 describes how to clean, inspect, and repair a salvage cover. Note: long-term exposure of canvas to sunlight will result in damage from ultraviolet rays and degrade the material over time. Synthetic salvage covers do not require as much maintenance as canvas covers. Synthetic covers may be folded when wet, but it is better to let them dry first so they will not mildew. After salvage covers are dry, they should be examined for damage. To inspect for holes, three or four firefighters stand side by side along one end of the cover. The firefighters pick up the end and pass it back over their heads while walking toward the other end, looking up at the underside of the cover. Light will show through even the smallest holes. Mark any holes with chalk or a marking pen. Use chalk for canvas salvage covers and a marking pen for vinyl covers. Depending upon the cover's material, firefighters can place duct tape or mastic tape over holes to repair them or patch the cover with iron-on or sew-on patches. Figure 15.27.